All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Lester Quinones. He's one of the two-est new Tigers to have committed the IMG Academy guard and top 50 shooting guard. Joins us now before he jumps on a plane. Lester, thanks for joining us, man, number one, and congratulations on the commitment. How's it feel?
Thank you. Thank you. It's great. I was just glad to get this recruitment process over. Me and my family really thought this out and are just excited to get on campus.
So obviously this is something that you sort of touched on, you know, on Friday night. But just for the listeners here in Memphis, you know, what was the reason that you chose Memphis?
I just really I felt like my relationship with Penny and Mike has just built. We've built a strong relationship these past couple of months. We've been on the phone almost every single day. And I just feel like they did a great job recruiting me, and our relationship is really, really tight. And I feel like we just have a special bond that's going to translate onto the court. And I just felt like those two are just really close to me and my family and just have the best opportunity for me.
What's that been like, Lester? The first time we talked to you, we've had you on three times, this is the fourth, but the first time you talked about that close relationship you had with Mike Miller, and you said, look, I want to develop one just as close with Penny. That relationship, getting tighter with Penny, what's that been like?
It's been great. From just him first calling me in the beginning about 2 months ago to just how close we are now. We joke around a lot. We just and we know when to get serious. So he's very excited. I'm very excited to get down to campus and we just have a chance to have a special team this year.
What's he told you he wants from you?
He wants me to come in. He wants me to come in, hit shots right away.
Yep.
Be able to play a lot of minutes as a freshman. And every time he calls, he just emphasizes about me being ready. He's going to throw me out there, and he just wants me to be ready.
Has your Twitter just been blowing up? Because, like, the excitement in Memphis is at a level, honestly, maybe that it hasn't been since at least the championship season when they went to the championship game. Mm-hmm. So has your Twitter just been blowing up the last few days after you committed?
Oh, yeah. The fans are amazing. Yeah, my Twitter's just been going crazy. It's all the love. I kind of expected a little bit more hate from other schools and stuff like that, but they've just been showing a lot of love from everywhere, and I really appreciate it.
How much damage are you guys going to do next year, Lester? And particularly if they land, you've mentioned a couple more names that you hope they land. But with what you guys have got, how much damage is this team going to do?
We can do a lot of damage, especially in our conference. Having myself, James, DJ, Malcolm, Damien, and some of the returning players like Tyler. Thank you. And, yeah, like I said, we just really have a chance to really be a dominant team as far as with me and James. In the pick and roll or him posting up, it's going to be hard for teams to double down on him or just really scout on me. So I feel like I said before, we just have a chance to be a really, really special team.
We are, of course, talking to Lester Quinones. Yeah. He is the one of two new commits to the University of Memphis over the weekend, joining graduate transfer Rajon Tucker for the program. Now, obviously, Memphis isn't done. The staff has bigger dreams, and they want to continue to add to this class and make it one of the best, if not the best, in the nation. And a big part of that, obviously, is your guy, Precious Achiuwa. What's the latest on him? What's the latest that you've heard on his recruitment? I mean, are we getting down to the final stages with his decision, you think?
Yeah, hopefully. I feel like it is. I've been calling him myself every single day, talking to him about it. He's getting a little bit more comfortable speaking on it now. In the beginning, he really wasn't so sure, but now he's really starting to buy in now. So hopefully, in the next week or so, hopefully he chooses to go come and join me.
I mean, how much of a difference does a guy like Precious make? You know, if you can add him to the roster, you've played with him before, you know his game. How much of a difference maker is he at the next level?
Huge. His presence is definitely felt on the defensive end. Like I tell him almost every single day, I feel like him and James Wiseman, they will be the most dominant front court in the country next year. And I just feel like those two in the paint, I don't really see any guards finishing over them. So, like I said, just the defensive end with those two is just amazing.
Lester, you think they're going to get Boogie? Boogie at the one, you at the two?
Yeah, hopefully. That's the plan. I've been texting him almost every day, too. So, we're starting to build our relationship a little bit better. And I feel like me, him, in the backcourt with Precious and Boogie in the frontcourt, DJ and Rajon, I feel like we could be a really, really special team.
You know they got NC State and the Barclays this year. I think it's on Thanksgiving, right? How far is that from the crib?
That's about 30 minutes out, so I'm going to have a lot of family there. We've been planning it already.
What's the reaction, you know, around the nation? You mentioned it. You thought you might get a little bit more hate. You know, Penny is a guy who, because maybe he's not, you know, a traditional coach, I think he provokes that kind of reaction from other fan bases. But, I mean, you guys are building a super team, you know, and I think that makes, you know, for a school like Memphis that's not traditionally a quote-unquote blue blood, I do think that gets a reaction. Have you heard a little of that as you guys are trying to put together this super team around the country at all?
We're just trying to get the program back to what it was a couple years ago. I feel like the fans just deserve it. They've been great. They've always been there, no matter how good or how bad the team is. So, like I said, I just feel like the fans really deserve to have a winning team again. And hopefully this team that we keep on naming could hang some banners up.
Well, Lester, man, I know the fans are certainly hoping for that. We appreciate you joining us. When you coming? What's the plan? When do you arrive?
I'm speaking with Penny on it right now. Probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably get onto campus and stuff to start up summer school.
You signed too, right? Did you sign on Friday as well?
I signed the same day.
Gotcha. There it is.
Man, congrats on it, brother. Thank you. Memphis is looking forward to you getting up here.
For sure.
Yes, sir. He is Lester Quinones, four-star commitment to the University of Memphis. And in some ways, you have to say the first domino for the University of Memphis as they are trying to put together one of the, you know, I mean, listen, if they finish number two, that's basically what the 2010 class was. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I'm because you can't throw Rajon Tucker into that.
But doesn't it almost,
you know, what no matter what the end of it says, Kentucky gets the other two guys, whatever, they're one. But
yes,
when you throw Rajon in there, does that not give you top class?
I think it does. I think, yes.
At least in the minds of, you know, I would think of most.
Certainly the best class in Memphis history. I think it certainly gives you that.
This spring haul, I mean, even so, what they've gotten so far and what we think they'll still get.
Right.
It feels almost, John, like two separate years, like two separate recruiting classes, and you're getting it all in one.
No question about that. That is true.
So
it was a huge development for Penny Hardaway and for that staff to close on Lester Quinones over the weekend, no doubt. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.